Shalom, everybody. In the very beginning of Parshas Kisavo, we hear about the mitzvah of Bikurim, the mitzvah to bring the first fruits grown on our property in Eretz Yisrael to Yerushalayim. And the Rambam Rav Moshe ben Maimon, who died in 1204, tells us in the very last halacha of Perek Gimel of Hilchos Bikurim that there are seven steps to bringing Bikurim, and one of those steps is called Mikra Bikurim. Mikra Bikurim is a statement that we must make in the Beis HaMikdash when we bring our Bikurim, and it's from our Parsha in Perek Chavav, beginning with Pasuk Hey, Arami, Oved, Avi, Vayered, Mitzrayim, etc. It's essentially a history lesson reminding ourselves and others about our challenging national history. A small nation in the days of Yaakov heading down to Egypt, being slaves there, and eventually being freed from there, all by the grace of God. And then making our way here to Eretz Yisrael, where we are zoche to bring these fruits in Yerushalayim, in the Beis HaMikdash. That's what we say when we bring Bikurim. It's called Mikra Bikurim. And all of this will sound familiar because we say those words on Pesach night during the Magid section of the Pesach Seder. In the very beginning of this statement, we say in Perek Chavav Pasuk Hey, Arami Oved Avi, an Aramean tried to destroy my father, and my father Yaakov went down to Mitzrayim, and he lived there. Bimsei me'at, he lived there few in number, yet there in Egypt, vayihi sham legoi gadol atzum varav, we became a great, mighty, and populous nation. We've discussed Mikra Bikurim in general and this pasuk specifically in previous FMTs. If you'd like to hear them, please WhatsApp me privately. But for today's FMT, I'd like to focus on two words in this opening statement. What do the words bimsei me'at mean? Me'at means few, a little bit. But what does misei mean? The word misei appears in various forms 22 times in all of Tanakh. Often it means the dead ones or the dead people, as in Sefer Yeshayahu in Perek Hey Pasuk Yud Gimel, or in Sefer Tehillim Perek Yud Zayin Pasuk Yud Dalet. Rashi Rav Shlomo Yitzchaki, who died in 1105, on those psukim and elsewhere, translates Misei as the dead ones or the dead people. However, in our context, translators often translate Bimsei Ma'at as meaning few in number. So that means that they translate Misei as number, Misei Me'at, few in number. And that's indeed what Rashi says in Sefer Yeshayahu in Perek Mem Aleph Pasuk Yedalid. However, sometimes in Tanakh, we find the expression misei mispar, as in Parshas Vayishlach in Breishis, Perek Lamed Dalet Pasuk Lamed. But if misei means number, then misei mispar would mean number. So Rashi there says it means a small amount. So misei mispar means a small number. But that brings us back to our Pasuk in Kisavo. If misei mispar means a small number, what does bimsei me'at mean? It cannot mean a small. So basically, the word misei could mean small, and it could mean number, depending on the context. But what does that mean? And how is that connected to the first meaning we said, where the word misei means a deceased person? Rabbi Yosef Dov Soloveitchik, who died in 1993, offers a beautiful explanation on the various meanings of the word misei. I saw this in a Haggadah based on Rabbi Soloveitchik's ideas called The Seder Night, An Exalted Evening, edited by Rabbi Menachem Genak, beginning on page 65. Rabbi Soloveitchik says, humans at their essence are an oxymoron. On the one hand, we are mortal and finite. We are frightened, insecure, and fallible. And at the same time, we've been endowed with strength and fortitude, and we've been blessed with the ability to link to and to attach to the Almighty, so to speak. In the words of Rabbi Soloveitchik, quote, man is a big lie, a non-being. He is also a mighty being who can rise to the stars. Man is both weak and powerful. He errs, but he also illuminates and shines. And that, says Rabbi Soloveitchik, is all summarized in this one multifaceted word. We came to Mitzrayim bimsei ma'at, a very, very small nation quantitatively, and we were a nation full of mortal people, meisim, so to speak, people who could die. And that was the other meaning of the word misay that we spoke about. However, despite our limitations, we learned quickly that we are capable of reaching the stars. In fact, that's exactly the pasuk that the Haggadah quotes when it says the words bimsei ma'at. After we say bimsei ma'at, the Haggadah quotes a pasuk from Parshas Ekev in Sefer Devarim Perek Yud Pasuk Chav Beis. You only went down to Mitzrayim with 70 people, but now Hashem has made you as numerous as the stars. When we bring our Bikurim and when we sit at the Pesach Seder, we declare that we were a nation of Misei Me'at, and we remember the dual nature of man. As Rabbi Soloveitchik says, quote, man is not just a transient being who is today here and tomorrow in the grave, but also a star radiating light and twinkling to us from endless distances, end quote. Have an amazing day, everyone!